Christmas, Christmas Harry.
Thanks for the Christmas.
Good evening.
I don't know if I'll send one out.
I have to thank my wife for that. She gave me 10.
I'd like to thank everyone in the audience this evening for your patience as we concluded some discussions in executive session. And at this time, I'd like to call the December the 16th, 2014 Board of Trustees meeting to order for the School District of Greenville County. If you would all please join us in prayer and pledge, and please rise. Mrs. Rowletter.
Join me in prayer. Dear God, in this season of giving, we thank you for the teachers, administrators, staff, and families who give to the children of Greenville County. We thank you for the successes of these children because of those who choose to freely give of their time and talents. Guide us tonight in this meeting to give our best. Amen. Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. As always, with each month's passing, we want to thank Mrs. Bush for the flowers and take this opportunity to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Debbie, thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to take a point of personal privilege.
Sure, go right ahead.
As the vice chair, I want to thank you for the job that you've done for the last 2 years serving as our chairman. I was thinking about you as a leader and your leadership style, and I thought about the practical is the adjective that came to mind, practical leader, and I didn't know if there was such a thing, but I actually Googled it. That's what's great about Google. And I found some quotes that were kind of connected to a practical leader. So I wanted to, these are quotes from Dwight Eisenhower, and one is, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. And that's a practical leader, so I thought that fit you. And then the other one was, you do not lead by hitting people over the head. That's assault, not leadership. but I want to say that for the whole board, I know we all appreciate the role that you've taken, the time you've taken to listen to each one of us and to be sure that our concerns are heard and that we move this big ship along. So you do have a large gift. Here's a card.
Oh, thank you.
And you have a large gift that, because you are a practical leader, we bought you a practical gift, which is a little bit large.
Right.
And then we decided we could use it as a practical decoration for the meeting. So after the meeting, you can go down and open the big red box to see what practical gift we've got.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. I want to express my appreciation to all of you. I've enjoyed sitting in the center seat for 2 years, but those of you who have sat here before understand that when you're sitting here and you have to manage the meeting, you don't necessarily get the opportunity to converse like you would like. And so I'm looking forward to sitting somewhere out here. Since Roger's in my old seat, I can't move. I can't go down there because it's closest to the door.
It's always been my seat.
Pat won't give up his. So somewhere between the two, I will end up this evening and look forward to my continued service. But thank you very much. And to Mr. Royster also and your staff, it's been a pleasure working with you. Thank you, Bert.
Thank you, Mr. Sloan.
That being said, our first item of business in order is the election of board officers.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
I make a motion that we nominate, I make a motion to nominate Lisa Wells for chairman.
Second. I have a motion or a nomination properly made and seconded for Lisa Wells to serve as board chair for 2015. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion to close the nominations and elect Lisa Wells by acclamation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
And I'll take this to go somewhere else. I'll get that later.
Okay.
He wants to go open his present now. He wants to open his present now.
That's only put it in the front, so he wants to scoot out the back to open his present. Okay, so it's my first action. We'll next move to election of vice chair. So I'll open the floor to nominations.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
How's that sound, Madam Chairman? Listen to him.
Sounds good.
I nominate Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor for vice chair.
Okay, we have a nomination. I don't believe we need a second.
Don't need a second.
Okay, so I have a nomination. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to close nominations and elect Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor to vice chair by acclamation.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries. Dr. O'Connor.
Thank you.
Welcome to vice chair. Okay, and the position of secretary now will be open to the floor for nominations.
Madam Chairman.
Ms. Morrison Fair.
I'd like to nominate Mrs. Debbie Bush for the office of secretary.
Okay, we have a nomination for Debbie Bush for secretary. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to close nominations and elect Debbie Bush to secretary by acclamation. So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of electing Debbie Bush to secretary, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion carries. Ms. Bush.
See what you done. I get to sit next to you now.
Did you know what you were doing when you made that?
Mr. Sailors, you didn't quite get to the door. You'll have to try to barter to get. Yeah.
You should have thought about that before.
No. All right, the next item of business. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Bush, I'm going to let you get situated.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
We have an item that I'd like to seek unanimous consent to add to tonight's agenda. It would be under business action items, which would be listed as 6.02 if approved. I move to add an agenda item for action by the board to approve legal representation.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. In accordance with board policy BCBD, adding an agenda item requires 2/3 of the board members be present and unanimous consent. Is there any discussion on addition of this agenda item?
Madam Chairman, one question.
Mr. Meek.
Should we name the person that the request is being made for?
I think in the
it's in the motion.
In the motion, when we come to the agenda item, but this motion is just to add an agenda item. And I don't believe it has to have the name of the.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor of adding the agenda item to the 6.02 as an agenda item, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, by unanimous consent, the motion carries. So we will add that 6.02. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the consent calendar. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chairman, go ahead, Pat.
Make a motion, we adopt.
Okay, second. Have a motion, a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Yes, ma'am. Discussion.
Yes, sir.
On item 6.03, it says that I moved and...
3.03?
6.03. On our last agenda item, is not.
Are you talking about in the adoption of the consent calendar? Okay, yes, sir. You, in the meeting minutes, 6.03, yes, sir.
This was the board minutes of November the 18th.
Meeting minutes.
Yes.
So I am correct or incorrect?
Yes.
Okay. My question regarded item 6.03, I'm not sure that I made the motion on that since the rest of the item I voted against. So do we count that recorded?
So we'll check the tape.
Okay, now, if you would check, please, then that would be.
So do I need to remove this item from the consent calendar, Mr. Webb? Because we can't approve it without.
Madam Chair, I've been informed that the administration has checked the recording, the tape, and Mr. Suth did make the motion. Therefore, I don't see the need to remove it.
I agree. That's fine. No objection.
Okay. All right. So motion is to approve the adoption of the consent calendar. Any other discussion? So all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Now we're moving on now to the appearance of visitors, 4.01. Welcome to those who have signed up to speak, and thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Before we begin, I want to read the policy. As your name is called, you should proceed to the podium at the end of the dais, where there's a microphone and a light system. You have up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. In keeping with policy, board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments, and the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. Now we have one speaker, Mr. Davis.
Good evening. I have an article that I got recently from a paper I subscribe to has an article that explains my topic. My topic is contrasting liberals and conservatives. I think a lot of folks would be interested in that topic today. And this little paper begins, it says, what is the root difference between liberalism and conservatism? The Washington Free Beacon reported on September the 27th, 2014, that the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. hosted an event entitled, Where is Liberalism Going? Now, this little article's fairly long, so I don't want to get into all of it, but it says the root difference between liberals and conservatives is how each sees the nature of man. And in the Bible, in the first chapter, in chapter 1, verse 25, it says that men will change the truth of God and make it a lie. And that's the difference between liberals and conservatives. When they see the nature of man, they don't want to believe what the Bible says about man. I love Romans 5:6. It says, Christ, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I was thinking about this late one night, and God laid it on my heart that this is one of the most severe root causes of our problems in our society. You think about multiculturalism, you think about political correctness, you think about right and wrong and good and evil. The Bible has the answer to all of these. It's based in the true nature of man and the true nature of God. If you don't believe that Christ died for you and that you're ungodly, you're not a Christian. And the world doesn't want to believe that they're ungodly. They think they're good. They've got evolution, they've got Marxism, socialism, all kinds of isms to try to convince people that men are basically, inherently, naturally born good. But the Bible does tell us that there's a solution to all of this. When you believe that Christ died for you and that you're not fit for heaven, that you're only fit for hell, which is the true case, that's what it means when Christ died for the ungodly. People only fit for heaven, he was willing to die for it because he loved us. And yet, when people reject that idea, they send themselves to an eternity without Christ. I hope no one will do that at this Christmas time or any other time of the year. But you need to think about what you've been taught, the nature of man, what your educators, your indoctrinators, and all the Marxist socialists, social engineers want you to believe. The Word of God has the answer, and we need to get back to that above all things. And I love the fact that God loved me enough to share these truths with me. If you're a conservative, you may have some conservative views. You may not have full conservative views, but the Bible will straighten you out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. We're moving on to our superintendent's report, item 5.01. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It is my pleasure tonight to share with you a very brief superintendent's report, and that is a wish for each of you to have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow.
Obviously one of my more successful reports.
Short and sweet. All right, we have action items tonight. Item 6.01, Greer CPW right-of-way at Riverside Middle School. We have a recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole to approve the right-of-way agreement with Greer Commission of Public Works at Riverside Middle. It's coming from the Committee of the Whole, so it does not need a second. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Madam, I'm going to abstain from this discussion.
Okay.
And please vote.
Okay, so please note Ms. Leventis Wells is abstaining from voting. Any other comments, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries. Moving on now to item 6.02.
Yeah. Madam Chairman, if you'll hit refresh, okay. It's coming up on the system. You ready?
It's not up, but you can.
Okay, I've got it written down. Okay. Well, I've got it in written form if you'd like, Madam Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Sailors.
Madam Chairman, I move to provide legal representation for Tracy Cooper in accordance with Board Policy GAEA in the matter of 2014-CP-23-6641 in defense of actions arising out of the scope of her employment.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Does anyone want to have discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries.
I'll get them killed.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors.
Yes, ma'am.
Moving on to Section 7, we have Item 7.01, Internal Auditing Service Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We are presenting our monthly status report on the projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to address any questions.
Okay, there's no motion. Is there any question for Mr. Barber tonight? Anybody want to ask him what he wants for Christmas? No?
No.
Okay.
Inappropriate.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Thank you.
Is there any information, item 8.01, opportunity for committee or liaison reports? Are there any reports? Ms. Rowletter?
Well, we had our delegate assembly this month, and several of us were there, and it was a really successful meeting. All of the business items were concluded, and there was no discussion, which was really interesting during that big state meeting. We also had a board meeting with routine items that were covered, but it was all in all a very successful assembly.
Thank you. Thank you. I know those of us that went, really, we always learn a lot when we go and appreciate the opportunity. Okay, if there are no other committee or liaison reports, moving on to Section 9, Item 9.01, the FY15 October Financial Information. Mr. Royster.
Mr. Knott stands ready to answer any and all questions that you might have about that report.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
In the absence of Mr. Meek, Jeff, what's our unassigned fund balance?
At the end of October, the unassigned fund balance was $43.2 million.
And is that in accordance with policy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Mr. Knotts? Okay. Hearing none, that brings us to the end.
Are you not interested in what Mr. Knotts might want for Christmas?
Well, I'm not. Is anybody else interested in what Mr. Knotts wants for Christmas?
This in fairness.
No.
Mr. Barber got a shot. I thought maybe Mr. Knotts ought to have one.
I think we're ready to go.
Mr. Knotts got a question.
Jeff needs a motorcycle.
Of course, the danger of that is Jeff will probably tell you what he wants for Christmas.
Yeah.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Well, it feels good. Well, you can do that, but let's go ahead and close the meeting.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion. Yeah, any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Do I get the deer on?
No, those are my reindeer. Those are my reindeer. My mother's reindeer.
Oh, those are your mother's reindeer. I like those.
She can help you open. Is it a van?